जयरद्धमाधा जय कुंज बिहारी जय रद्धमाधा जय कुंज बिहारी जय रद्धमाधा जय कुंज बिहारी जय रद्धमाधा जय कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन भाला भा गिरिभर धारे 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 यशोदनंदना जया ब्रज जन रंजना जया ब्रज जन रंजना यशोदनंदना जया ब्रज जन रंजना ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदनंदना जया ब्रज जन रंजना जया ब्रज जन रंजना यशोदनंदना जया ब्रज जन रंजना जया ब्रज जन रंजना जमुना तीर भन्न चारे जया कुंज बिहारे जया जमुना तीर भन्न चारे जया कुंज बिहारे जमुना तीर भन्न चारे जया कुंज बिहारे जमुना तीर भन्न चारे जया कुंज बिहारे जया रद्धमाधा 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 जया कुंज बिहारे
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज आचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्रीमद डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की जय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज आचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्रीमद डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज शिल प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की गरंतरा श्रीमं भागवतं की निताई गौरा प्रेमनंदी। ओ ग्लोरीस टू द असेंबल डेवोटीज, ओ ग्लोरीस टू द असेंबल डेवोटीज, ओ ग्लोरीस टू द असेंबल डेवोटीज, ओ ग्लोरीस टू शिशिगुरु वंशी गौरंगा। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाया ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाया ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाया Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, entitled The Summon Bonon, Chapter 1, Text Number 8. The chapter is entitled The Advent of Lord Krishna, Introduction. Text Number 8. Rohiniyastanaya prokto Rama Shankar Shanashtvaya Devakya Garva Sambandha Ketu Dehantaram Bina Rohinyastanaya Prokto Rama Shankar Shanashtvaya Devakya Garva Sambandha Kuto Dehantaram Bina Rohinyastanaya Prokto Rama Sankarshanastvaya Devakya Garva Sambandha Kuto dehantaram bina. Please chant. Rohiniyaha of Rohini Devi, the mother of Baladev. Tanayaha, the son, Proktaha, is well known. Ramaha, Balaram, Sankarshanaha. Balaram is none other than Sankarshan. The first deity of the quadruple group, Sankarshan, Aniruddha, Pradumya, and Vasudev. Tvaya, by you, it is so said, Devakyaha, of Devaki, the mother of Krishna, Garbha Sambandha connected with the womb. Kutaha, how? Deha antaram, transferring bodies. Vina, without. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. My dear Sukadev Goswami, you have already explained that Sankarshan, who belongs to the second quadrupler, appear as the son of Rohini and named Balaram. If Balaram was not transferred from one body to another, how it is possible that he was first in the womb of Devaki and then in the womb of Rohini? Kindly explain this to me. Purport. Here is a question particularly directed at understanding Balaram, who is Sankarshan himself. Balaram is well known as the son of Rohini, yet it is also known that he was the son of Devaki. Parikshit Maharaj wanted to understand the mystery of Balaram's being the son of both Devaki and Rohini. Rohiniyastana yo prakto rama shankar shanashtvaya devakya garva sambandha kuto dehantara vina. My dear Sukadev Goswami, you have already explained that Sankarshan, who belonged to the second quadruple, appeared as the son of Rohini, named Balaram. If Balaram was not transferred from one body to another, how it is possible that he was first in the womb of Devaki and then in the womb of Rohini? Kindly explain this to me. Omagyana timirandasya jananjana shalakaya chakshur ummilitam yenatas maestri guruve namaha. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Shimate Rupa Swami. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatyade Shatarine Vanchakalpa Taruvyasha Kripa Sindhu Vyaeva Cha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha. The appearance of Lord, or questions about Lord Balaram, is put forward by Parikshit Maharaj. The appearance of Lord Balaram is very mysterious. The appearance of Krishna is very mysterious, but the appearance of Lord Balaram is also very mysterious. Lord Chaitanya says that actually the only way to understand, when Lord Nityananda first met Lord Chaitanya, no one was able to find Lord Nityananda, although the devotees were looking all over. It was only a town, the town of Navadvip. And they could not find him, and they look everywhere. Srivas Thakur and Haridas Thakur, they look everywhere. For 9 hours they were looking and looking and looking for this great personality. How can you miss? There was, you know, this amazing personality that Lord Chaitanya had just told them. There's a great person that is just arrived. Go and find him. It's a little town, Navadvip at that time. Well, not a little town, but it was a town, a village. Then both of them, very happy, went to look for Lord Nityananda. They looked for 9 hours and they couldn't find him. They came back to Lord Chaitanya and say, we look everywhere. We look in the house of all the Vaishnavas. We look in the house of all the Brahmanas. We even look in the house of those who were atheists. We couldn't find him. The only places that we didn't go was the places were outside Navadvip, the places, you know, not in Navadvip, but nowhere in Navadvip we couldn't find him. And Lord Chaitanya smiled and say, "That, come, I show you where he is." He went just straight to the house of Nandanacharya. And it was explained by Vrindavan Das Thakur that the only way we can actually, the truth of Lord Nityananda were to be revealed is when Krishna reveals it to us. Lord Chaitanya reveals. It's a beautiful story of that meeting, but making the point that to understand the tattva of Lord Balaram is very mysterious. And only through the mercy of Lord Balaram himself and Lord Krishna is that we can actually understand his position. It's quite far out, the position of Lord Balaram. He is exactly none different than Lord Krishna. It is explained, let me see if I can remember, the technicality of Srila Prabhupada explains this in the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, the book. It becomes, you know, is explained in possibly the best way, the most accessible way to understand the technicalities of the different expansions and expansion of expansions of Krishna and how does it work. Because it does, in the Bhagavatam, there's explanations, and in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, but it's always like you get a little dizzy, you know, just when you read, you know, okay, this expansion, which one is this one and which one is that, who belongs to what. So, but in the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Prabhupada breaks it very nicely. So there is the Krishna manifests himself in these three different ways. As far as I'm trying to do the best, remember, I'm going to make a disclaimer that I'm not, you know, I'm going to try to be accurate on that, but you may want to check just in case. So in three different forms or three different manifestations of himself, there's the Swayam Rupa, or there's Swayam Rupa, which is his original form. There is the Swayam Rupa. There is the Avesha Rupa, which is when he empowers a living entity to, so he manifests through a living entity. And then there is Swayam Rupa, and then Tadekatma Rupa. Tadekatma Rupa is when the Tadekatma Rupa is divided into two. I think is the Swamsa Prakash, and there is the Vilas Prakash. So there's three. Okay, let's go back again. Swayam Rupa, Tadekatma Rupa, Avesha Rupa. So Swayam Rupa is his personal form, the original. Krishna is to Bhagavan Swayam, the original personality of Godhead, the source of everything. Tadekatma Rupa is divided into these two, is when he expands himself, his expansion of himself. So Swansa Prakash and Vilas Prakash. Swansa Prakash is when he expands into the different forms of Lord Vishnu. For example, the different expansions of Lord Narayan, Lord Vishnu, etc., etc., like that, those are considered this Swansa Prakash. And then the Vilas Prakash is when he expands to perform Lilas. So, Matsya, Kurma, Nishringa, like that. The Avesh Rupa, Avesha Rupa is Lord, explain Lord Buddha, Prithu, Maharaj, etc., etc., living entities that the Lord manifests through them. Now, when it comes to the Swayam Rupa, his personal form, is manifested into two, Prabhava and Vaibhava. Prabhava explains the Vaibhava, and that's where Lord Balaram is considered Vaibhava Prakash of Lord Krishna. He explains the when Krishna expands himself, first, the Swayam Rupa is his manifestation in Vrindavan. That's this original form in Goloka Vrindavan. And then when he expands himself, for example, when he dances with the gopis, we know that he expands himself into 108 different forms, or I think that 108. And then he dances with each gopi. And when he eats with the cowherd boys, each one is looking at Krishna face to face. So these expansions of Krishna are all independent, but they're one, they're Krishna. There is the Swayam Rupa, although they're completely independent. The example also is given when Narada Muni went to visit Krishna in Dwarka, and the 16,108 queens of Krishna, each Krishna was in each palace performing a completely different thing, which is different than yogis that also have the power to expand himself, like this example of Sovereign Muni, who expanded into 8 different forms, but they all do the same thing. they were not independent. There was only one. So if one, the original one, raises the right hand, then the other 8 also do like this, you know. So they're not independent. But Krishna has that power. So they're non-different. They're exactly the same. It's just Krishna's Vaibhava. It is translated, Prabhupada translated as the emotional. So in a particular emotion, a particular mood, then he manifests, you know, this expansion of himself, which is equal. So Lord Balaram is considered a Vaibhava Prakash. It's exactly the same, but it's a particular mood, a particular emotion. And what is the emotion of Lord Balaram? It's of service to Krishna. So therefore, although he is just as Krishna, equal in every sense to Krishna, he even, you know, have the 64 qualities of Krishna. He even plays the flute too, Lord Balaram. He has Rasa Lila dance. Everything is there. The difference is that Krishna is Shyam, and Lord Balaram is white, is Shukla. No, what is it? How do you say it? Shukla, I think. Shukla. So he's white like milk. And but his mood is that he's a supreme personality of servitor God. Head, which is a very mysterious concept, you know, because he is Krishna in the mood of serving Krishna. So it's mysterious. So in this case, and just to complete the whole thing, the Prabhava Prakash form of the Swayam Rupa manifestation of the Lord is when he manifests himself as Vasudev, forearm. So he can switch. It's his original form. It's not different than Krishna, but he can manifest a forearm. He can manifest a two-arm. Prabhupada explained, when he's four arms, he manifests his Prabhava Prakash. When he's two arms, it's his Vaibhava Prakash. And then the two arms, he thinks like a cowherd boy in Vrindavan, the son of Nanda Maharaj and Yasoda. When he manifests his Prabhava Prakash, he thinks himself as a Kshatriya, the son of Vasudev and Devaki, and a prince, you know, and a king like that. So therefore, when Akrura was taking Krishna and Balaram to Mathura, the before leaving Vrindavan, they took bath in the Yamuna and then manifested their forms as Vasudev and Sankarshan. So Lord Balaram has a similar manifestation. In Vrindavan, he is the son of Rohini, the eternal mother of Lord Balaram. And when, as the son of Devaki, he is Sankarshan, which is explaining here. So the question was put, so how did it happen? He was in the womb of Devaki. How did it get transferred? How is that possible? So the pastime, we're going to hear a little later, when Sukadev Goswami starts to narrate, is that Lord Balaram, Lord Sankarshan, was to appear in the womb of Devaki as the seventh son. The six first sons they were already killed by Kamsa. Each child that was taking birth, Kamsa just smashed them to the wall of the jail and killed them. So the seven, Devaki was pregnant, and the pregnancy was just like Lord Krishna. Lord Balaram enters into the heart of Vasudev, and then Vasudev transferred in then Lord Balaram was transferred into the heart of Devaki, and then enter into her womb. So she became pregnant, but Krishna instructed Yogamaya. It is explained like this. That's how Sukadev Goswami explained. He instructed Yogamaya to transfer Lord Balaram from the womb of Devaki to the womb of Rohini. And our acharyas tell us that that is part of Lord Balaram's mood, that before Krishna enters this world, or because Krishna enters anywhere, then Lord Balaram appears to purify, to set the place, not just to purify, but to prepare the space in which Krishna will enter. Which he does also in the same function as a spiritual master. So Lord Balaram is the original guru. So his expansion is the guru tattva. In a similar way that Lord Balaram enters into the heart and prepares the womb or the space of Devaki for the entrance of Krishna, so he also comes into in the form of a spiritual master and prepares the heart of the devotees for receiving Krishna, purifies them. So in the scriptures, or the acharyas also reveal that Rohini was already she got pregnant too, but actually after 7 months, it was a 7 months pregnancy, and it is explained that Lord Balaram was already in her womb. He had entered the womb, and then in the same time that Shankarshan, Lord Shankarshan, had entered the womb of Rohini, Devaki. And then when they got transferred by Yogamaya, when he got transferred, then they merged. So Lord Balaram, just like Krishna, is the manifestation only in Goloka Vrindavan. Lord Balaram is the manifestation only on Goloka Vrindavan. So when they go out of Vrindavan, then it's Vasudev and Sankarshan. And so Lord Balaram took birth as the son of Rohini, and it is explained that the beauty of Lord Balaram was very beautiful baby child. And Garga Rishi came, he was the priest or the cool guru of the Jadus, because actually Nanda Maharaj and Vasudev were related. You know that? Nanda Maharaj and Vasudev came from the same father, but the father had from different mothers. One mother was a Vaishya, one mother was a Kshatriya. So, therefore, Nanda Maharaj was a Vaishya, Vasudev was a Kshatriya. So they were connected from the same lineage of forefather, like that. But, Nanda Maharaj became king of Vaishyas and Vasudev was a Kshatriya prince. So, when they got put in jail, Vasudev and Devaki, by Kamsa, Rohini took shelter in the house of Nanda Maharaj. So she was living in the house of Nanda Maharaj. Now, when she gave birth to Lord Balaram, then Garga Muni, which was the cool guru of the Jadus, came and did the ceremonies, the birth ceremonies, and the name-giving ceremony. So he explained that this child, he will give pleasure to everybody, to every living entity in this world, and therefore he should be known as Rama. But because he will be so powerful and the strength will be unlimited, then he will be known as Bala. And because he will unify both the Yadu Vansa and also the Vansa of Nanda Maharaj, then he will be known as Sankarshan. And as the older, he will have a powerful brother, younger brother, who will kill many demons. And he will be known as Dauji, the older brother. And he will also be known as Haladar, which is he will carry a plow as one of his favorite weapons. So Lord Balaram, his mood, and in fact, it is explained this also, that just like we hear a similar narration on Shrimati Radharani, that when Lord Balaram took birth, he was so beautiful and so effulgent, but he didn't make a sound and he didn't move. He was just, there, like nothing, no sound, like a doll. No sound, no movement. Balaram. Yeah. And when Yasoda Mayi became pregnant, and Krishna was already there in her heart, and then once she took Balaram into her lap and very carefully put it, to her chest, close to her heart. And then the child just started to laugh and then play and move and like that. And all of a sudden, because Krishna was in the heart of Yasoda Mayi, and that brought life to Lord Balaram. And then everybody was amazed. And then when she put the child back in the cradle, he went again, no movement, no sound. So, of course, when Krishna took birth, then they became, like always together, Krishna Balaram. And they performed the wonderful pastimes that we're going to hear throughout this time. The encounter of the narration for the Chaitanya Bhagavat, since we're preparing in a couple of days to immerse ourselves in the pastimes, in the appearance of Lord Chaitanya. Similarly, with every time the Lord descends into this world, then he comes with his expansions and his associates. But in general, the descents of the Lord, they're part of this Tadekatma Rupam. Only once in the day of Brahman, this Swayam Rupa comes into the world. And when they come into the world, when he comes into the world in his original form, also Lord Balaram in his original form comes to this place, pastimes. And then they appear both in the most magnanimous form of Gaura Nithai. And Lord Nityananda appeared in the village of Ekachakra. And when he was 12 years old, he left he was taken. We know the story that the Brahmana came into the family and he requested Lord Nityananda's father to allow him to accompany him in pilgrimage. And then he went, he was 12 years old when he left home in pilgrimage. He went to pilgrimage for 20 years. So he went to many different places. He ended in Vrindavan. And just waiting for Lord Chaitanya to manifest his Sankirtan movement. He was just waiting there. And while he was waiting in Vrindavan, he was immersed, you know, in his pastimes of Balaram. He was just playing like a cowherd boy with the cowherd, you know, boys of Vrindavan at that time. And until Lord Chaitanya started the Sankirtan movement. And then when he got that understanding, then he immediately went to Navadvip. And he went to the house of Nandanacharya. And Nandanacharya was this great, pure devotee who was very, very happy to have Lord Nityananda. In the narrations of the Chaitanya Bhagavat, the descriptions are so beautiful and poetic of Lord Nityananda's form, how Nandanacharya saw him. He says, "The Lord was very effulgent, like the brilliant sun. The Lord had a large body and was dressed in the clothes of a traveling renunciant. He was always grave and equipoise. Day and night he chanted the Lord Krishna's holy name. His beautiful glowing face could easily defeat 1,000 shining full moons. A captivating smile played sweetly on his exquisite lips. So white and radiant were his teeth that if a pearl were held next to them, the pearl would look like a faded and discarded piece of glass. His long, languid eyes stole the pinkish tinge of the early rising sun. His arms were long and reached down to his knees, and he possessed a robust chest and broad shoulders. His lotus feet were soft, and his gait was graceful. He spoke to everyone with kind words which sever the bonds of material attachment within everyone's heart." So, when Lord Nityananda came, Lord Chaitanya immediately felt this great happiness, and he understood that a great personality has come, is going to come. When Lord Nityananda was on his way, "He will come in few days," Lord Chaitanya told his associate. He was very excited. But no one could understand who would be this person. They were all like really intrigued and waiting for these great personalities. And then one day Lord Chaitanya told him, "The great personality has arrived. Listen to me. I had this dream last night. There was a great chariot came in front of my house. This huge chariot with a massive, gigantic personality, effulgent like millions of suns. And he was dressed in blue, and he also had a big blue turban. And he was holding over his shoulder a huge club. And in the other hand, he has a kamandalu pot and a stick, like a renunciant. And he asked me like 20 times, 'Is this the house of Nimai Pandit?' And then Lord Chaitanya explained, he was stunned just to see this wonderful personality. And he asked him, 'Who are you? My dear sir, I've never seen.' And then he answered, 'I am your brother, and I've come here, and we'll pretty soon we'll meet.' And Lord Chaitanya thought, this personality is like Lord Balaram. So he sent, like I said, he told the devotees, "He has arrived, so go and get him. Go and find him." So they couldn't find him. So then Lord Chaitanya went to the house When Lord Chaitanya took them to the house of Nandanacharya, they stood there, and when they saw Lord Nityananda, the first encounter of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda is just most beautiful and wonderful. When they look at the beautiful form of Lord Nityananda, the devotees and Lord Chaitanya, they offer obeisances. And Lord Nityananda was stunned. And when they were face to face with Lord Chaitanya, they were completely stunned seeing at each other. And Lord Chaitanya asked Shivas Thakur to recite some verses from the Bhagavatam in order to reveal Lord Nityananda's form or Lord Nityananda's personality to all the devotees. And Shivas Thakur recited a verse from the 10th canto that describes Krishna's form. The verse read like this. It's in 10:21:5. Wearing a peak of feather ornament upon his head, blue karnikara flowers on his ears, and a yellow garment as brilliant as gold, and the Vayajanti garland, Lord Krishna exhibited his transcendental form as the greatest of the dancers, and he entered the forest of Vrindavan, beautifying it with the marks of his footprints. He filled the holes of his flute with the nectar of his lips, and the cowherd boys sung his glories. When Lord Nityananda heard this verse, he went into this mad ecstasy, and he just jumped so hard that the devotees were fearful that he would break his bones. He was, you know, just calling for Krishna, please protect him, Lord Nrisimhadev. And he will roll on the floor, he will cry, he will roar like a lion, he will run, he will bend. It was, you know, this display of ecstasy. The devotees and Lord Chaitanya were in tears just to observe it. Finally, Lord Chaitanya was able to cut him and then put Lord Nityananda on his lap. And then when Lord Nityananda was placed on Lord Chaitanya's lap, then he calmed down and he just stayed there. It is explained by Vrindavan Das Thakur that it looked just like when Lord Ramachandra was holding Lakshman, when Lakshman was pierced by or wounded by the weapon that Indrajit threw at him. I think it was the weapon of the Shakti weapon. He was wounded. So Lord Nityananda basically lost consciousness, and Lord Chaitanya was holding him. And meanwhile, Srivas Thakur continued reciting verses, and when he waked up, Lord Nityananda regained his consciousness. Then they basically embraced, cried, laughed, jumped, danced, and like that, the personality of Lord Nityananda was revealed. He basically, with that embrace, he gave himself fully to the service of Lord Chaitanya. And so the beautiful mood of Lord Balaram, Lord Nityananda, is to dedicate himself to simply facilitate every single desire, every single desire that Krishna or Lord Chaitanya has. So anyway, we're looking forward to hear more about the wonderful passions of Krishna Balaram and Gauranitai. Any comments or questions? Yes, Karunani Prabhu.
In the translation, can you explain me about, I got confused, the second quadruple. What do you mean by second quadruple? Can you explain a little further about that?
It's Rama Shankarsana Stvaya. The translation, you say?
Yeah, this verse. It is written second quadruple. This Balaram belongs to second quadruple. So...
Oh, if Balaram is not transferred from one body to another, then? That?
Yeah, that's... There is a word, second quadruple.
Which?
In the translation of the verse. Read the translation.
The translation. Mm. My dear Sukadev Goswami, you have already explained that Sankarshan, who belongs to the second quadruple.
Yes, that is what is it.
Ah. And instead of the first quadruple, is that what it... The second quadruple is the... You know that... Krishna expands as Balaram, Balaram expands into the four, the Chaturbyuha, and the Chaturbyuha forms, that is Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradumya, and Aniruddha. And then from Sankarshan, then he expands into a second, that again is Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradumya, and Aniruddha.
In the quadruple form, Vasudeva is first, then second is Sankarsan.
I don't know.
Then Pradyumna.
But this I know there is two Chaturbyuhas.
Yeah.
You know, the first one comes from Lord Balaram, the second one comes from Lord Sankarsan. And then from the second one, that Sankarsan expands into all the different Vishnu forms or Narayan forms that are that the different planets, you know, the unlimited planets that are in the spiritual world. And from that Sankarsan also expands into Mahavishnu and then the creation, you know, the like that. That much I know. You know, I don't have the whole, this is very, it's quite vast, you know. Yeah. Yes. Jai Baladev.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you for your class. You gave a lot of nice points. That's why it's good to hear other devotees speak, because you get to know deeper about the pastimes, because despite reading them all the time, you can't know all aspects. So you mentioned some good points that I'm going to remind myself of and write down. Your class reminded me of something Mother Krishna Archana says, but it was related to my original point. I'll get to her point in the end, but it was a good point she made. But you were mentioning that Devaki's six sons prior to Balaram and Krishna were killed by Kamsa. And this reminds me in chapter 85 of the 10th canto, Devaki asked Krishna to bring her sons back, just as he brought the son of his spiritual master back or something like that. And basically Krishna explains why those sons were killed, those six sons. I forgot what they were, the Maruts or something. I forgot
the
who were they?
The Vasus, I think.
Really? Well, whoever they were, the reason Krishna said they were killed is because in their previous life, they were sons of Brahma, and they saw that Brahma was sexually attracted to their daughter. Brahma sexually attracted to his own daughter, and they laughed and more or less criticized him. And because of this criticism, they couldn't, see like a great devotee. You know, you'll never understand the situation. That was the whole principle. Because they criticized Brahma, that they were born in the womb of Devaki to be killed by Krishna. Of course, they ultimately got liberation. The Lord is always protecting his devotees, whoever they are. And this pastime is also mentioned, since you was mentioned Lord the glories of Lord Nityananda. And
You just run out of battery. Or you're running out of battery.
Huh?
Yeah, keep talking, keep talking. He put the battery. Keep talking. Yeah.
Hare Krishna. Chapter, like I said, since this Brahmana was a classmate of Lord Chaitanya, and he says, I have faith in you, but I don't have faith in Lord Nityananda. He's a sannyasi, and we hear that sannyasis are not supposed to wear metal and or fine clothing, but Nityananda, he's dressed in fine silken garments. He's blinged out, you know, the hip-hop term. He has all jewels, ornaments, and so how is he a great spiritualist? Why are people worshiping Mother Krishna? why is he considered a great spiritualist? So basically, Lord Chaitanya quoted this pastime in the 10th canto, chapter 85. It basically says, you know, where Lord Brahma was criticized by his sons. And basically, the principle is that even if we are seeing, that does not mean we are seer. Even if we are hearing, that does not mean we can hear. So there's a quote by Benjamin Franklin. He says, I believe none of what you hear and half of what you see. So we could see these rumors go all the time when people think they're the guardians of truth and they can see within the situation, the heart within everyone. And so so one point that Mother Krishna Archana made that I appreciated, this has happened a month ago, she told me. She said, whenever I try to find, she could confirm herself because I don't want to put words in her mouth. But she said, whenever I try to find fault with others, she says, I pray to Lord Balaram because he's the source of strength. And I started laughing because that's what, in the material world, that's what people do. They like, Lord, give me the strength to not punch this person or something like that. So my question is what are, my point is, my question is kind of related to a comment that I appreciate about the great saints, like Prahlad Maharaj. Even though Hiranyakashipu had bad character, his bad character didn't take away his happiness, just like a valedictorian. A valedictorian's happiness comes from them passing their exam, not from others passing their exam. Similarly, we see that spiritual valedictorian, like Prahlad Maharaj, their happiness never comes from other people passing their character exam. Their happiness comes from whether they pass their character exam, whether they're tolerant, whether they're forgiving. And so we can see that these spreading these rumors can get people in a lot of trouble, and we don't consider it very seriously. So what are some steps we could do? Like you said, you always quote, you know, Trinadapi Suni Chena to my I know he's going to quote that again, so I might as well just, you know, start it off. But maybe you could elaborate on that point a little bit.
Well, just as I said, Lord Balaram is there to purify, to prepare our heart for Krishna's entrance. So he kindly do that, and the more he's doing that, the more we recognize what he's doing, then the more efficiently the cleansing of our heart will be, because, you know, in one sense he's cleaning, and then we're throwing stuff, you know, we're like this out of control kid, you know, that is sort of like, you know, as the place has been cleaned, you're just throwing, you know, something in there, and then, you know, it takes longer. It's Lord Balaram's kindness as the spiritual master. So the more we recognize the relationship that we have with him, and the more we recognize how he manifests through the spiritual master, the more we recognize how through the instructions that we receive from our Guru Maharaj, that our heart will become purifier, you know, then Krishna will happily manifest himself in our heart. So so he's working, you know, and we're trying to connect with that. I'm going to stop here. Thank you so much. Garantarashiman Bhagavatam Ki Jaya.